what's going on? Happy freaking Wednesday afternoon, lunchtime, or it could be morning, depending where you're listening to this. That's right, Tillys and Radio Rocks, we're doing a little afternoon special, lunchtime special, shall we say, for us people out here on the East Coast. You know, my name is Bay Ragney, first of all, and you're listening to Tillys and Radio Rocks, and we've been just getting bombarded with interviews, with amazing guests, with whether it's from the world of rock and roll, metal, hard rock, or TV, movies, etc., just getting bombarded here. So I've been doing all types of these one-off little episodes like we're doing right now. So let me tell you what we're going to do here. So I got to sit down and interview Jacob Cade, who is 19 years old, fresh out of high school, and he's out there right now and he's enjoying the rock and roll world. He's out there on the road with the band Boba Flex. He's opening up, and he's out doing a little East Coast tour for a few weeks, first time out here on the East Coast. And actually, tonight, he's playing in the Philadelphia area, in Levittown, at McStew's in Levittown. So, you know, I got to interview him and talk to him about, you know, how this 19-year-old rock and roller gets to go on tour at Boba Flex. He's got an EP getting ready to come out soon, excuse me, and it's called The Hunger, which it's packed with, like, kind of almost legendary people. Legendary producer Michael Wagner produces it. Michael Wagner, in turn, hooks him up with Lizzie and Joe from Hailstorm, Rachel Bolan from Skid Row, Paul from Winger, and he gets Brent Fitz, Slash's drummer, on drums playing on it. So, I mean, it's got a very true rock and roll family, shall we say, on there with Jacob Cade. And speaking of family, you know, being the fact that he is 19, we also talked to him about his family and how his family is involved in this whole Jacob Cade world, where his mom is his manager, his father is his bass player, and they're doing this as a family, and it's pretty amazing. So my hat's off to that whole family, because it's a rarity. You don't see many things like that, you know, where the family truly gets involved. So it's super cool, and I dig it. And I think you will too. So here's what we're going to do. So I have the interview ready to go, but let's play some music. So I want to play an older track that he put out a couple years ago, first off. And then we'll come back and we'll do the interview, and then we'll come back again and we'll play the new single. So here we go. Let's go back in time. Here was his first single from about 2 years ago, and this tune is called Green Light Go.
Yeah.
welcome back. Tudger Ray Rocks, Bay Ragnar here, and there he is, Jacob Cade with Green Light Go. Cool tune. I wish when I was 17 I was writing cool music like that and making videos and stuff like that. Man, that's friggin' awesome. But all right, so here's the deal. So real quick, going to take a quick commercial break. Got to pay our bills to keep the shows going, the network going, the music playing. Give me 3 minutes of your time. We're going to come back on the flip side, and I'm going to play for you my interview with Jacob Cade. So before you go away, let me introduce you to another friend of mine. His name is Chris Fraley. He's a comedian. He's totally driven. He's freaking hysterical. And to boot, he is a superhero. That's right, he's a superhero. He's known as Black Man. Check him out, ChrisFraleyPresents.com.
I'm Black Man, saving mankind, one stereotype at a time.
To the Black Mobile. To the corner of Martin Luther King Street and Malcolm X Boulevard, pronto.
Will Black Man make it to the crime on time? Or will he be on CPT? Stay tuned at ChrisFraleyPresents.com.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromHolmes.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your ghoul friend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
All right, there he is, Mr. Jacob Cade. What's going on, buddy?
That's going good, man. Going good. We got our day off today. We've played 3 shows so far on the tour, and we're doing good, man. How about you? How are you doing?
You know what, man? You are like my new idol. It's funny because how old are you? You about 18 years old, I'm assuming?
19, actually.
19, okay. Yeah. So I'm almost 30 years older than you. But it's funny because just this afternoon I was over getting my car inspected, and the guy that runs the garage is my best friend, and also grew up together, and we played in a band together growing up in high school and all. And I was saying to him, I said, yeah, you know, in a couple hours I'm interviewing this like 18, 19-year-old kid who's out on tour. He's got a couple of EPs out. I said, you know, he's out there doing his thing. He's rocking. I'm like, he's living like the dream we were living in high school. But this kid's doing it. Like, you're the real deal.
Oh, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate that, man. Thank you.
So how did like this whole thing start? So how long have you actually been playing for now?
Actually playing guitar. I mean, I've been playing in a serious manner for about 10 years now, mm-hmm. going on 11. I've been in this band, you know, I've had my own band for about 6 years now.
Wow.
And
okay.
I've got to say, man, it's crazy. In the grand scheme of things, it's been going pretty fast. It's rad.
Yeah, that's what it seems. It seems like you know, things have been moving fast for you. And I'm like, I was going through investigating and doing all my research on you, and you know, I'm seeing that like your father's your bass player, your mom's your manager. I'm like, so this is truly like you can never deny that your parents support you in your musical endeavors.
Oh no, never. No, I've. They're my biggest supporters, I think. Definitely would not – this place, you know, this place that we're in right now would not be possible without the both of them. Mom especially. She does everything. She's out on tour with me right now, as a matter of fact.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
And it's great. It's fantastic, man. And unfortunately, Dad couldn't come on the tour with us, but we've got a couple of killer musicians that are that are coming around with me from Los Angeles that are badass,
oh, nice.
Man. They are killer.
Nice. Yeah, I was going to say, like, so you're out there. Okay, so your dad didn't make the tour, but your mom's out there on tour with you. And, like, did your parents think that they would, like, really – like early on, like I'm assuming like they probably were never like in their wildest dreams expecting here to have their son being going out on tour and them accompanying one tour. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. No, I mean, I guess at the very beginning it was kind of like, oh, cool. He wants to play guitar and whatnot. But then, you know, I think they realized actually pretty soon that it might become more of a job for me, you know, this might
right.
be doing what he's been doing the rest of his life. And so they were into it, and I brought it up to them, and my mom's like, all right, let's get it. Let's do this thing. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
That is so awesome. Dude, you don't realize, like, going back to when I was your age, when I was wanting to play guitar, and I still remember, it's funny, because at this time, I think it was like 1986 or 87. So I'll never forget, my sister used to, like, really tell this story all the time to my family. Like, I was going to pick up an amplifier I had just paid off, was on layaway, and my mom took the ride with me and my sister, because we used my sister's car because it was big enough to fit it in. And I had, at the time, I was wearing, now you gotta remember, this was the 80s, so it was, you know, the heyday of hair bands, so the hair's teased out, I'm wearing nail polish, two different colored Chuck Taylors, I'm wearing like bandanas and lace all wrapped around me and stuff like that. And I get out of the car and I'm going in and pick up the amplifier, and my sister was just like, is he okay? Or my mom was saying to my sister, is he okay? Like, I'm really worried about him. Like, I think he's making a huge mistake with his life. Like, we need to like send him to a psychiatrist to like really help him find a way in life, because he seems troubled. And my sister's like, no, this is the style right now. This is what's going on. So When I see a kid like you who's kicking ass and really succeeding, man, it makes me proud. And I'm sure your parents do as well.
Oh, yeah, man. They're super, super excited. They always have been, you know, and that's crazy that, you know, to hear That story you just told me, that's awesome. I've definitely talked to people whose parents aren't so keen in the music thing. And I think, you know, it's because when people hear, you know, I want to be a musician, it, you know, for one, they know how hard it is to become a musician and actually make money at it. Two, they know, you know, what comes with the lifestyle and what, you know, might be around in the green rooms or in the studios or, you know, in the other bands that you're touring with, what they might bring around, the bad attitude, the bad, you know.
Right.
All those other stuff we don't want to get into. But, and that's what they focus on. They don't focus on really Ethan or the amazing life that, you know, music does hold in some cases. So it's really cool that – really cool, and it's a blessing that I have two parents that really do look at the brighter side of things and do see that there's an awesome future in this, you know.
It's a beautiful thing. I commend them both, man. It's awesome. Now, did you just graduate high school this past summer, I guess?
I did, man. Yeah. Just graduated in 2017. That was my graduating year.
That's awesome. Yeah, I was seeing like some videos of you performing. I guess you performed the national anthem at your graduation, and there was a Dream On video of you with the piano in the gymnasium, and I was just like, wow, like, you were truly like the outbreak star of the school, I'm assuming.
Yeah, man. In that school, my name was everyone called me Jacob Cade. They would call me the rock star, the rock star of Ponderosa, and it was like it was one of those things where, you know, everyone knew who I was, everyone knew what I did. And still to this day, you know, around Parker, you get, you know, when you walk into places, people are like, hey, you're the kid, everything like that. So it's cool, man. It was rad. And now I'm, you know, doing online college, trying to keep up with that.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, man. You know, it's getting a little crazy with this music, with all this touring and everything. But, yeah, trying my best.
You know, I was going to say, too, because, like, as I was going through and I was looking at these videos and all, and there was, like, a little 5-minute video on you that maybe the high school did on you. And here you were. You were, you got great grades in school. You were also an athlete. You played soccer. And, again, going back to the 80s, like, it wasn't like that. Like, if you were, like, quote-unquote musician, you were, like, a stoner, a druggie, a headbanger, or whatever they want to focus you in, and you couldn't be any of those other things. Like, you were expected not to be good in school. You were expected not to be an athlete. It was just like you were like an outcast. So seeing you be all of those things, including this amazing musician on top of it, hats off, man. That's a trifecta of greatness. Good for you.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that, man. And I gotta owe that to my upbringing, you know. That's all what I was around, you know, growing up, and what type of person I was raised to be. So that's where I, you know, tip my hat off to that, you know.
That's nice. It's funny, too, because I was even going to ask you, so I guess college was not in your sights with being out on tour, but you totally proved me wrong.
Oh, man, yeah. It's a lot to juggle, dude. It's a lot to juggle, but, you know, try our best. It's all we can do in life, right?
That's awesome. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So now, how did you guys, how did you end up hooking up with Boba Flex, getting out on tour with them?
We got a connection through Barry Lyons from L.A.
Okay.
Who hooked us up with Boba Flex. And, you know, heard they were looking for a band on tour, and he, you know, put my name in the hat, and the guys were like, yeah, let's bring him. They're
That's
awesome.
Awesome.
And so, and then, you know, been getting to know the guys in the van these past few shows, and they're a great group of guys, man. I'm glad my first tour was with them.
That's awesome. We've had Marty out on the show a few times. Marty's a great dude.
Yeah, Marty's cool, man. Marty and I have been exchanging some conversations throughout this whole thing, and he's becoming one of my good friends on this thing. Love it.
That's awesome. Now, do you? I saw you play piano. We saw you play guitar. Now, do you play drums too? Because I guess it was in an older video, Green Light Go. It was showing you like playing drums in the basement. You and your friend, I guess, were in this video together.
Yeah, man. I play a little bit of drums. I wouldn't say I'm anything amazing or whatnot, but I can hang a little bit. I can get through a couple songs.
That's awesome. dude, you are like multi-talented.
Thank you, man. I'm just obsessed with music. Obsessed with everything about it, man.
So now, when did you decide, like, to start writing your own music? Like, I know you're a big fan of Zeppelin and Slash and Guns N' Roses and all that. So when did you decide, like, all right, now it's time for me to, like, start doing my music?
Well, it was early on, man. When I was very little, even then I knew, you know, all these guys, they write their own music. That's how they make their living with this thing.
Right.
They're not out there playing covers. And so it kind of was like in my brain, like, well, eventually I'm going to start having to do this, you know. And so one day it was like, what better way to start than now, you know. And I started, you know, trying to figure out how to do it and kind of just, you know, you struggle through those early stages. You kind of, you know, you write bad songs, you write bad riffs, and then eventually you start writing all right riffs. And then all right riffs start to come to good riffs, and then good riffs start to come to good songs, and then goes up and up and up. And then one day, in my case, you find yourself, you know, out in Nashville writing a song with Lizzie Hale from Hailstorm, who's been like your idol for so long. And then that's when you realize, well, hey, you know, I kind of got a hang of this thing.
Yeah, like, now how intimidating is that? Like, you hooked up with Michael Wagner, the producer, first, right?
Yes, yeah, Michael Wagner. He produced the record that's about to come out, and also took me under his wing and taught me a lot about music and about recording, about the music industry, about everything. And he also hooked me up with Rachel Bolan, Lizzie Hale, Rachel Bolan, Lizzie Hale, Joe Hottinger, Paul Taylor, and let's see. And Brent played drums. Wow, how could I forget Brent? Yeah. Brent Fitz, he played drums on the record. And yeah, man, just a whole bunch of names that I never thought I'd be able to work with, let alone on my like first kind of debut big record, you know?
Right. Now, what's it like when you're like in a room with Lizzie Hale writing music?
Dude, to be honest, I was questioning that myself, you know, before we met her and before we started working. I was like, what's this going to be like? This is going to be crazy. And right when we pulled up to, you know, where we were going to meet him, she ran out, man, ran out and gave, you know, a big warm welcome. And it was like we had been buddies for years, you know, and we just, that was it, you know. It was like working with a friend, nothing out of the ordinary, not crazy. There was no egos. There was nothing pretentious about it. It was just like a couple friends having fun, you know, shooting it and just like coming up with the best music that we possibly could. And it was like amazing that someone of that, you know, someone of that high stature was willing to kind of give their time to work with someone like me, you know, an upcoming artist, right, you know, something like that. But her and Joe, they were just the coolest and still are, you know. We keep in contact. And
that's awesome.
I saw them. They came in through Colorado for a show, and I was like, hey, you guys going to be here? That's like not far from my house. And they were like, well, come down. We got you some tickets. You just come in and hang out. And I was like, what? That's rad. And so went in, hung out with them, and And great, so great, man. Amazing people.
You know, it's funny with Lizzie Hale and the whole Hailstorm thing, because they're originally from, like, not far, probably like an hour outside of the Philly area and in Lancaster area. So back in like the late 90s, early 2000s, when a band I was in, we were trying to get some shows like out in their neck of the woods. You know, I would go through like the music papers of that area, and I would find the clubs, and then I'd start calling out to the clubs and trying to get bookings and all. And the first question they used to ask me were, "Are you like Hailstorm?" And I would see like the little pictures of them in these newspapers, and I'm like, "Who the hell is Hailstorm?" Like, and yeah. It used to get to the point where like I got tired of hearing it, like, and I hated Hailstorm without even knowing anything about them. Fast forward, you know, 5-6 years later, they put out their debut album, and I just wanted to hate them so bad, but inside, like, I truly, like, wow, this is like really good. And then I went and saw them play a club in Philly, and I was blown away. Like, Lizzie Hale, real freaking deal. I can't praise her and her voice enough.
Dude, I know, man. Imagine being in the freaking room cutting tracks with, cutting a demo, you know, singing with her. Oh, Jesus. She's a monster, man.
She truly is.
She's a monster. Yeah, man. But she's the great, she's the sweetest thing ever, you know? There's no ego there. She's got that monster of a voice and songwriting skills, and it's just like, no, it's like, that's what I do, you know? It's so
right.
Rad. Yeah, that's, I learned awesome. A lot from working with them. I definitely learned a lot.
So then you also have, like you said, you had Brent Fitz, who's Slash's drummer. He ends up playing on your EP.
Yeah.
Now, how mind-blowing is that?
Yeah, man. And I don't know, you probably know this already. Slash is, you know, that band that he plays in is like my favorite band of all time, you know.
Right.
I love their stuff. And I ended up meeting him, and I was like, that was like crazy enough for me. I was like, wow, this is Brent Fitz. Like, holy crap. And then I was, you know, turns out we ended up asking him if he wanted to play on the record. And then he said yes. And so now I'm, you know, kind of in a band with this guy, you know, the same drummer that I was praising for years and years, you know. So awesome. Surreal.
That is awesome. And do you think, will he end up doing any shows with you, do you think, or?
We've talked about it, but we'll see. You know, we take it day by day. He's a super busy guy. He plays in a lot of bands. You know, I think sometime down the line, we'll get to working together again and maybe play some shows, do a run, hopefully, you know. We'll see.
I'm trying to remember what band he was in. I met him years ago in a club here in Philly, and he was playing drums for him, and he was like the nicest guy, man. Super nice guy.
Yeah, man. No, he really is awesome, and he's a talented dude. Todd too. Todd Kearns, the bass player from Slash. And so Todd and I, you know, had some conversations and whatnot, and you know, it's got to be friends too. So it's like, it's insane, you know, the people that are, you know, the contacts that are in my phone as of now, it's wild to scroll through.
now how weird is that for you? Say like, cause I do the same thing. Like, I'm sitting here, I've been doing this show now for 5 years, and I might have somebody like who I grew up with now that like I've become friends with from interviewing them on the show, and I'll get like a random text message. So what's it like, say like when a Brent Fitz or a Lizzie Hale or Rachel Bowen sends you a text message, and you just look at your phone like, how the hell did this happen?
Yeah, man, that's definitely that feeling. It's just like, oh my goodness. Like, you know, she texted me or stuff like that, you know, but that's also could be partly my personality, you know. I'm always just, I'm entertained at the smallest things. So dude, it's wild. And then being, you know, just being able to be like, hey man, how's it going? You know, hey, did you play on this record? Or, you know, hey, did you do this? Or, hey, can I ask you something about this and stuff like that? It's just like a crazy thing, you know, even saying, you know, the holiday just went by, even saying, you know, happy Thanksgiving or
right.
receiving like a, you know, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving or good luck on the tour or something like that. It's just like wild, wild.
Now, how about now, like, you know, the 19-year-old Jacob Cade, do you go back and see like them videos of like you being up on stage at 12 years old playing guitar in front of a small crowd and think to yourself, like, do you kind of chuckle and laugh at yourself at the 12-year-old you?
Oh, dude, I definitely do. I chuckle and laugh at myself at the 18-year-old me, dude. I laugh at myself now. Yeah, it's definitely one of those careers, I guess you could say career now, where, you know, you always see yourself kind of going up. You know,
right.
You always see yourself getting better, and the minute you stop trying to go up is the minute you kind of fail, you know? So kind of when I look back at videos and look at, you know, you kind of say, oh, man, why'd I do that? Or why'd I wear that? Or why'd I sing that? Or what'd I do that for? You know, you kind of like, you think back at it, you reflect, and you're like, well, that means I'm doing a good job. That means I'm getting better. So
absolutely.
Let's get it, you know?
Nice. Now, is this your first time out on the East Coast with this run you're doing now?
Yes, my very first time ever, actually, other than Baltimore I've been in. But
okay.
Other than that, no, all these are very, very new cities to me. So it's super rad to come and play here. Super rad.
That's awesome. That is freaking awesome. So now the EP is called The Hunger. When is that actually officially released?
That's going to be out either January or February of 2018.
Okay.
So pretty soon. We're getting there. I'm super excited to get it out, though, man. There is a single out, though, called What's Your Problem? And that's, you know, available for download. If you want a free download, go to my page and check the all my social medias are under Jacob Cade Rocks. That's on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and there's a little thing you can do where you text a certain number and everything like that, and you get a free download of a song, which is
nice.
What's Your Problem? So definitely I encourage everyone listening to go check it out. And this is actually the song that I co-wrote with Rachel Bolin from Skid Row.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
Yeah, man. So it's rad. It's been welcomed pretty awesomely. I'm super thankful how warm of a welcome this song has gotten. So definitely go check that out. But, yeah, man, full record out.
Cool. Yeah, it's a real, like, it's got that anthem style, Skid Row, like fist in the air type style of song.
Oh, yeah, man. Definitely. It's in your face for sure.
That's awesome. That is freaking awesome. So now, and actually, you're going to be coming, you'll be hitting our neck of the woods. You'll be coming to, like, the Philly suburbs outside of Philly December 6th.
Yes, I will be there, man. You going to come to the show?
I think I am. I think I should. Don't you?
I think you definitely should, man. I think you should come, and I think you should come say hi also, man.
Absolutely.
Have a little chat.
Absolutely. I would say we would get a beer, but I don't think that would be too good. So we can get I'm good with diet soda. So we can have a couple diet sodas, cheesesteak. There
cool,
you go.
Usually don't drink soda, but I'll drink one for you, dude.
Oh, there you go. I twisted your arm. Bad influence already.
All right, man. Cool.
So, all right. You got all the plugs out there. Now, here's the one last goofy question I got to ask, too. Like, you're a 19-year-old kid. You're out there on tour. Like, how awkward does it get, though, when you have, like, a girl coming around to you and you have, like, your mom or your dad? Are they, like, just shaking her head no, like, please no, please no?
No, man. I mean, to be honest, it's kind of like they don't let it get too crazy, you know. That and all they want really most of the time is just, you know, grab a picture, say hi,
right,
exchange a few words, you know, give them a pic here and there or something like that, and and they're on their way. You know, they don't want too much from you. So we kind of just, you know, it's a tame thing. We haven't had any crazy experiences so far. To believe it or not, the craziest experiences come from the moms, the older moms that want me to meet their daughters, which that
really?
Is a little crazy. Yeah.
Okay.
But,
so in other words, you're the one shaking your head. So you're the one shaking your head, not your mom. That's funny.
No, yeah, definitely, man. And that, you know, it's all good. It's all good and fun. I love it. You know, I'm not discounting it. It's great, dude. We have fun. It's nothing too serious. We don't lock the fort down, you know.
Cool. Hey, it's rock and roll. At the end of the day, it's all rock and roll.
That's definitely true, man. It's all rock and roll, and we're all human beings, and we all just want to live the best life. So we got to help each other do that.
Absolutely. Cool. Well, Jacob, this has been great catching up with you, man. Congratulations on the tour, the music, and all that. And I look forward to seeing you December 6th.
Awesome, man. I'm looking forward to seeing you too, man. It's going to be a blast.
Cool. And tell Marty and them guys I was asking for them, and I can't wait to see you guys all December 6th. It's going to be a party.
For sure, man. I'll tell them next time I see them.
Cool, man. Take care and good luck in that. Stay safe out there.
Cool. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Yep. See ya.
Later.
And there you go, and there he is, Jacob Cade. And what's your problem? What is your problem? Tell me. I want to know. You shouldn't have any, because you're listening to me, you're listening to the show, you're listening to Jacob, you're rocking out, and you're having a good freaking time. And you quite possibly could either be having your lunch right now while listening or eating breakfast. You're alive, you're well, and you should be happy. So there you go. So Like I said earlier in the show, he's got the EP coming out. Check him out. Look for Jacob Cade. You can check out his website. You can check out Facebook, Reverb Nation. He's all over the place, Twitter, Instagram. Like him, love him, follow him. Get the music. Look for The Hunger. It'll be out soon. But the first single, he's got the video out there on YouTube. Check that out as well. What's Your Problem? So, being said, tonight you can go see him. If you're in the Philadelphia area, and also if you find him on all those places, you can find all the tour dates as well. But go look for him tonight, Levittown, Pennsylvania, Mick Stews. It's an amazing show. There's five bands, and three of those bands are good friends of this show. You got headlining, you got Boba Flex, you got Jacob Cade, and you got Philly Locals Mach 22 on the show. Love them all. Rock out with them all. And the promoter's a friend, too. Rob Kahn, check him out. I mean, let me double-check, too, because there's two other bands. Spire is another one. And I'm drawing a blank on the last one, and I apologize. And they're probably, like, F you right now. So, let me see here. Here we go. Let me pull it up. I still don't know. Here, I'm trying to pull it up. Let me see here. Who do I got? Levittown, McStew's Irish Pub, The Royal Ghost. There we go. So check them out. Royal Ghost, Mach 22. Tickets are available at the door. It's 21 and over. Be ready. Have a good time. All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in. You can check me out all over the world of social media, as well as Totally German Entertainment, Totally German Radio. Look for us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Or look for myself, Bay Ragni. It's BayRagni. And we'll be back live on Thursday night. We have people from our TV worlds coming in. We got Serena Vincent, former Power Ranger, who's now on the Disney show Stuck in the Middle, as well as Philip P. Keane from the show Major Crimes. Then we return again Friday night for another TDR Rock special with David Starr, formerly of Vicious Rumors, now of the band Wild Star. And then Sunday night, we have David Kootz on a TDR Rock special of the band Within Reason. And then we got more coming next week. It's nonstop. That's why we're totally German. So there you go, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in. Horns up. Have fun. And see ya.